April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, hello. It is the Go Birds podcast presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. The Parks Picks Pod. Elliot Shore Parks. Can you believe it, Elliot? We actually have week one NFL lines.
So exciting. It really is. And you know, like in past years where, because we've talked about it, I've not always been into gambling. I didn't know a ton about it. And so the lines would come out and I'd look at it and be like, oh, it's like interesting.
Yeah.
But now.
Yeah, buddy.
I am like super excited these lines are out.
Awesome.
I was checking the Parks app, you know, throughout the day waiting for them. Good news is I have a bad memory, so I don't remember most of the lines.
Oh, good. So yeah, that's a good thing. So we can have a little fun
but
with
it's,
that.
But it's very fun. And it's cool to look ahead. Like as you were mentioning, we were texting about this, like it is a good chance to get good value.
Yeah.
Like if you think people are going to make moves, those type of things,
yeah,
it's a fun bet.
If you think you know where Aaron Rodgers is going to end
up.
Yeah,
exactly. We'll get into that one. It's just fun to be able to gamble on football again.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, like
nothing
flat
else,
out.
It gives you an idea of where you're at week one. And it's just fun to talk about week one. And we'll get back to our futures and all that stuff. And I do have a Sixers playoffs
related
bet.
Okay, I really want to talk NBA. Oh, yes, that's
that I
right.
want to make with Elliot Shore Parks. So
I'm excited to hear what this is.
Do you want to do it first? You want to do it after we do it the week?
Let's do it now.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right. So for those who don't know, Elliot Shore Parks is more. I don't think the Sixers are winning the title this year, but I am more kind of an inverse of our Eagles thing.
Yeah,
I am more positive about the Sixers' chances than you are.
Correct.
And we have had various discussions going back and forth to the point where you feel that it is possible that they lose in one of the first two rounds of the playoff season.
Yes.
And I think that they are at least going to the Eastern Conference Finals. So, but that is, you know, a fair thing, right? The Eastern Conference Finals. So that's why I think we should make a bet.
Okay.
If it's the, and this is it, look, this could have a push. No one wins this. But if the Sixers, let me remember how I phrased it.
I was going to say, I'm interested to see how you could be a push because they're going to make the Eastern Conference Finals or not.
Well, no. See, because I would say like the Eastern Conference Finals is what I think. You think that they're more likely to lose in the first round than make the Eastern, how did I phrase this in my head?
Man, you're really butchering this.
I butchered
bet.
This.
Yeah.
I had this down. It was such a good, I wrote Sixers bet for Parks Pod on my notes, and then I didn't actually write out the bet. I think it was, all right. Man,
this is
horrible.
Devastating in a lot of ways.
It's devastating to me because I had it all in my head. It was some form of the idea of like, it's a push if they make the, all right, here's what it is.
Okay.
Got it. If they make the Eastern Conference Finals, it's a push.
Okay.
If they lose, no, that's not right. I think it's I blew this.
Riveting podcast listen
we don't,
for everybody.
This is the kind of thing I would normally delete, but we don't.
Yeah, we don't delete. I don't delete on
no
Twitter.
Delete,
we don't delete
no
on pods.
Delete pod.
Yeah.
It's a horrible. I had it in my head where it was something to do with essentially like one round would be a push, but either they lost in the first round or made it to the Eastern Conference Finals.
I'll tell you this. It would probably would have been better if we would have waited.
I think it might have. What do you think is more likely? They lose in the first round or make it to the Eastern Conference Finals?
we'll definitely make it to the Eastern Conference Finals. So yeah, losing the first round.
Not losing the first round. Losing the... Yeah. All right, I crushed this. This is a horrible job.
It's very sad. It's honestly a preview of the Sixers playoff performance.
Maybe it was...
Let's just stop.
Maybe it was... I think what it was in my head was East just did, like, optimism versus pessimism. More likely that they lose in the second round or make it to the finals in the Eastern Conference Finals would be a push.
So I would say this, like, if you had to give me odds on them getting knocked out in the first round.
What a horrible bet. I hate that.
Here's my
terrible.
Let's just
this is what I get for
pull up the NBA odds and let me here's my thing on the Sixers. I think that in some ways they're undervalued. The last time I looked, I think they were at +1,000 to win it all. So in some ways they're undervalued, but ultimately I just don't think they're good enough. Now, the fact that they're going to get the one seed is huge because that side of the bracket looks like it's not going to be very good. This all started because I said I thought there's a chance the Wizards could beat them in the
first round. That's where the bet came from. So it had to be something to do with that, and then but it had to make more sense in my head when I did it.
Yeah,
clearly.
Well, I can't imagine it made less sense.
I don't think anything could make. I mean,
can't
people
imagine.
Listening are like, are you having a stroke right now? What is happening?
Yeah, so
the only thing that makes sense that would be that it would be betting on them losing in the second round versus making the finals.
Yes.
And then the Eastern Conference Finals would be a push because that's what we expect.
Right. I would get, like, if I had to bet, especially with the way their schedule looks, the way their bracket looks, I think there's a decent chance they make it to the conference finals because I think they're going to end up missing out on Milwaukee and Brooklyn.
Well, Miami's the concern.
I think Miami
could
be tough. That's
the reason I would like the bet less than I did before. When Miami was the 6-7 range and they don't reseed in the NBA, so you're not playing the 4-5 winner no matter what. When it was Knicks-Hawks, I was like, they're not losing either of those teams no matter what. So that's where the bet came. See, that's where the thought of the bet was for me, was they're not losing in the second round, so I would bet on them to go to the finals before I would bet on them to lose in the second round, and I figured you would be the opposite. That's where the bet was, for sure.
Interesting. I mean, I would maybe take something like that. You'd have to give me plus odds, obviously, or something. But I think there's a chance the Knicks could beat them.
Yeah, I don't. I think the Miami Heat in the second round scares me.
I think the Sixers being the one seed's a bit of a it's a bit fraudulent. Like, the NBA season, regular season is not what it used to be. People miss games all the time. The Sixers play their starters a lot. I know Embiid has missed some time, but certainly nothing like the Nets starters have. And I just think the Sixers care more about the one seed than other teams do. And so, yeah, that's where I'm at with the Sixers. So
I think it's a fair look.
Good opening segment.
Yeah. A horrible job by me. That was definitely the bet now that we're talking it out. But
okay.
Not
so,
as it's,
so explain it.
It wasn't. So the idea would be like, again? It's a push if they went to the Eastern Conference Finals. If they get to the finals, I win. If they lose in the second round, first or second round, you win. So you would actually have
I don't
want
to bet against the Sixers.
Yeah. And either way, it sounded a lot more fun in my head than this is what I get.
Yeah.
It's my
not
fault.
Not a very fun bet. It's
butchered
okay.
It. Butchered
why
it.
You just make bets on the Parks.
Point. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. The point is, like, I think the Sixers have a chance. I wouldn't pick them to come out of the East, but I think they could, and I certainly think they get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay. I'll say this. So I'm excited to be able to bet on the NBA again because betting on it now is just so hard.
Yes.
Like, player props is really hard right now.
You never know who's playing and this and that and all that.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm definitely in on playing game is going to be some fun.
Oh, now. Yes.
That is going to be awesome. All right, let's get to something that I won't screw up and talk NFL, or I hope I won't.
Hopefully.
All right. What a bad job. I oversold that bet. So
devastating, honestly.
I won't get over it. Should we stop the pod? Just done. Forget the... Okay.
Move on.
All right. Let's plow through these week one games. Week one. It all starts in Tampa Bay. The Super Bowl champs hosting. Wouldn't you know it? Dallas Cowboys.
All right. Let me guess.
Dax first. Yeah, you bet. Guess. We'll do the Cousin Sal Bill Simmons thing.
All right. So they're at home. It's Thursday night. Cowboys are viewed as good. Dak's back. But it's Brady. They're definitely going to be favorited. You figure they get at least the 3.5.
6.5 points.
Not I like the Cowboys start. There.
So, I mean, look, the line's telling you to take Tampa, my friend. Look, I think Dak's very first game back in a year or whatever it is, that makes me a little nervous for Dallas. We're a ways out, but I think as of right now, I would take Tampa Bay.
I feel like last year, and I'll have to look it up, but I think last year the Bucs played down to competition quite a bit. I can't think of many blowout wins they had. It was, I think they blew out Detroit, but that was about it. So
blew out the Saints?
6.5
Packers,
was a lot.
They
blew out
the
Packers, right. But they barely beat Washington in the playoffs. They barely beat Chicago when Nick Foles, or they lost to Chicago when Nick Foles was in there. So I would like the Cowboys +6.5 there.
Okay. So we are already, look at this, already battling.
Different sides.
All right. We'll get through a few less interesting ones here. Arizona at Tennessee. Obviously not a lot.
Arizona
lot of
at Tennessee.
Hype for that game. What do you think?
Tennessee -5.
So this line makes no sense to me. I would bet this now, personally, and a lot of things can change. See, the risk with obviously betting now, you can get value.
Are they underdogs?
No, but they're only a 2.5-point favorite at home.
I would definitely take the Titans.
Love the Titans in this.
That's
one.
A good bet.
Like, that's crazy, man. Titans are
what's
a good football
team.
Money line. Hold on. I'd have to go into it here for the money line. Money line is. Oh, no. Well, that's weird. The money line for Arizona is plus. So am I reading that wrong? That's weird. Hold on. No, Tennessee minus 2.5.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's right. So the money line for Tennessee is minus 136 and plus 112 for Arizona.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like
so
that.
So I was right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I would take Tennessee minus 2.5.
I would, too. I love that line. I think that was really low. All right, and maybe the other than the Trevor Lawrence part of it, and I guess the will Deshaun Watson be there part of it.
Right.
Cannot think of a much less exciting week one game than Jacksonville at Houston.
No, that's got like boring Thursday night written all over it. They're in Houston?
In Houston.
I'm going to guess the Jaguars are favored.
Wow!
I mean, because who knows about Deshaun Watson? I don't know, like Jaguars plus one?
So it's Jaguars minus 2.5.
I'm way off to say.
But you were right, they're favored.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I misspoke.
Right.
I meant to say minus one.
I know you did.
One.
You said they're favored.
Okay, yeah.
So close. Like, even just saying the team with the first pick in the draft is favored on the road in week one?
What do you think the line is if they don't have Tebow?
So they're minus 2.5 favorite, minus 4 if they don't have Tebow.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, this is a good football game, and I think a really interesting one for Eagles fans. Obviously, we talked about the Chargers. What will they be all that? I think it's going to be interesting. But Chargers at Washington, week one is a good football game where if you're like Elliot and you think the Eagles have a real chance in this division, these are the kind of games you want to see Washington lose.
Yeah, okay. So at Washington, there's going to be some Chargers hype, but there's Washington hype too. They're at home, so they're minus 3. Chargers plus 2.5.
The Chargers
favored
are a 1.5-point favorite on the road in Washington. That is crazy town. Wow.
I like Washington. I would bet Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, Fitzpatrick's first game, like that seems like something he'll play well.
Yeah. I'm shocked by that one.
Rookie head coach versus Rivera.
On the road of going cross country.
Yeah, that's one I would bet now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hop in on that. I agree. And obviously you're taking a risk. But like, look, the risk can go both ways. Like you might make the bet and Ryan Fitzpatrick gets hurt, and then you're
Washington,
but Justin Herbert could get hurt. Then you're like, yeah.
You could also potentially, I don't know what the money line would be, but if you can get Washington at a plus money line, that feels like even almost better.
Yeah, so Washington, the money line, it's actually minus 107. Minus 114 and minus 107.
Okay, so then take
not
the
getting
points,
any juice there. So I would take the points. But still, that's these lines have surprised me so far.
Yeah.
Not going to lie. Like, I would be guessing, like, I would be off on my guesses too.
Well, I am, as we've heard.
I know, I'm saying I would be if it were the other way around. I'm trying to help you out.
I know.
Buddy. I'm trying to make you not feel bad about being so far off on your
Well, after the Sixers start
I was just about to say, it can't get worse.
Yeah.
It can't get worse. Sorry. I mean, it was just, what a waste of it. Real quick, everyone listening, I'm sorry I wasted your time.
It's okay.
Like, that was a blatant waste of people's time.
It's all right.
I feel bad. I'm not going to lie.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah, not.
Not I mean, you. Not you. Yeah. That's true. Not you.
I don't accept mistakes. All right. Another riveting week one game. Minnesota at the Bengals.
Cool.
Fun. Can't wait for that
one.
So
Joe Burrow might play, I guess.
So that's something that's weird that I haven't. Everyone's just talked like, oh, Burrow. Like, he'll be there. Like, will he?
Well, also, did you hear the Justin Jefferson quote about Kirk Cousins?
No.
So he was asked to compare Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins, and he said, I'm paraphrasing here, but something along the lines of like, Burrow's got more swag. And then he also was asked about the Justin Fields potential or something like that. And he was saying, well, who knows what's going to happen with Kirk?
Like,
they were interesting quotes, yeah.
I mean, they did draft Kelman, and we know that they tried to trade up for Justin
Fields.
That's
what I'm saying, right.
Yeah, it's
so
interesting.
I think they're probably still favored, though. Vikings minus 2?
3.5. The Vikings at 3.5-point
favorite.
Wow, so
it's like a 6.5. Point.
Yeah, I think it's fair. Look, the Bengals were awful this year, and we don't know if Burrow plays, how ready he's going to be, how rusty, all that stuff. So
the Vikings
are
better, too.
I actually kind of like the Vikings in this one on the road to start the season. All right. Still with the 1 o'clock games, week one. Another real barn burner here. The NFL really put it together with a hot week one. The New York Jets at the Carolina Panthers. Find a game you care
less
about.
Well, the Darnold Bowl.
Yeah, the Darnold Bowl. Yeah. There you go. You're right. So there's an angle on this
Zach
one, at least.
Zach Wilson, get to see him play really bad.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of – that Wilson versus Darnold of it all is – there is something to
Panthers minus 3.
Panthers are a 4.5-point home favorite.
Wow.
which is probably right. I mean, the Jets.
I would take the Panthers there.
I think so, too. Again, we're both down on the Jets,
it
feels like. All right. Philadelphia Eagles at the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, I think I saw this one. Is it still 3.5?
It's 3.5. The Eagles are a 3.5-point road favorite. That feels like the right number. If I had guessed, we guessed on the air yesterday before it came out, and DeCamera and I both said 3.5 or 4. I said 3.5. It was 3.5. Like, that's what it should be, 3.5, 4 range.
It seems like they play the Falcons close.
Yeah.
So you get the Eagles plus 3.5. I mean, you get the half point there. As we know now, it's a big deal. Like what I said last year.
You remember when you didn't know it was a big deal.
Yeah, exactly. So I would like the Eagles plus 3.5 there.
I think right now, I think the hook helps. We'll see how that progresses.
And honestly, if the money line gets up past like 250,
so
that'd be interesting.
So it's 140 now. So
that's not that appealing.
Yeah, it's not going to be. But look, who knows by the time, like, once the season gets closer, if there's a lot of buzz, Kyle Pitts, all this stuff, like, then, you know, so these lines will definitely change again. That's why you can get value. It's a risk, but you can get value here. All right, let's stick with the 1 o'clock games. We got a good one. This is a good one.
Right.
I'm looking forward to this football game, Elliot. The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills, week one. That's a good football game.
Yeah, I would guess, so in Buffalo?
In Buffalo.
Bills -5.5?
Very close. Ugh, 6.5.
God, I want to just get one of these.
I know. You're on the right track. You're just a little off. It's very close.
I think that they cover that.
I think the Bills are going to be good.
Yeah, and I don't think the Steelers are going to be that good.
So we feel good about the Bills in that
Bills
one?
-5.5, or 6.5, you said.
Okay. A couple more 1 o'clock games to get to. We'll get to those in a second. Let me remind you, as you're listening to this, if you want to bet on any of these games, like every single one of these week one lines is on the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. And not just that, like they have lines for into the season too. I mean,
yeah, you were saying they have some of the big matchups.
Yeah, you could bet on like the Thanksgiving games. You can bet on, you know, the Tom Brady return to New England. Like there's a bunch of stuff on here that you can bet on. So what, you want to guess that line real quick? Weeks in October 3rd, weeks out.
So Tampa Bay at New England. I mean, I'm guessing Brady's favored. So, Tampa Bay -7.
-3.5.
Oh, God.
In New England. So, it's early, though. But, like, that's the kind of line. So, anyway, the point you can get, we talk about getting value. Like, if you believe in a team and you get these types of lines early, like, again, injuries, anything can happen. But
so, what is it, 3.5?
It could really, 3.5. But, again,
that's what I might take, too, honestly.
Yeah. All right. So, you can bet on all these games for the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. It's super easy to use. It's fun. It's intuitive. We talked yesterday on the pod about betting on some soccer, basketball coming up. Like we talked about at the top. Let's forget about any bets that were talked about because that didn't happen. But I really think like if you haven't downloaded the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, the play-in tournament coming up is the best possible reason to jump in right now. Obviously NFL too. Like you could start betting on that stuff. But like this play-in tournament like is going to be riveting television. And you want to be invested. You want to have some shekels on.
It's like the college basketball tournament, but with actual good players.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we could have Curry versus LeBron. I mean, we could be like going crazy with this.
Right.
Like, and it's one thing to watch a game that matters and be invested because you love sports. It's another thing to actually have your money on one of the teams. It totally changes your perspective. It makes it so much more fun. You're super invested.
It's close, too.
It's
like less than a week away.
It's next week. So download the app now. Start betting on these games. You can bet on football with us, anything and everything. And here's the deal. If you download now, you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500, a $500 risk-free bet. Just download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's parkscasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss of free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, back to the games. Two more 1 o'clockers. Oop, excuse me. I leaped ahead there. Oh, no. Elliot, I did a bad job.
Well, it's par for the course.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. See, we were talking before about the... okay, so no, I didn't. All right, we're good.
Phew.
I was still scrolling back up. I thought I talked about it. I thought I gave you a game that's a week two game. Because, again, you could bet on week two games already, which is amazing. I didn't. It was just because I had scrolled down to check the other, and I lost my place. We're good. All right, the last we talked about was the Steelers and the Bills week one. Another 1 o'clocker, and this one a really good one, and also one that Eagles fans are going to have their eyes on for multiple reasons.
New York?
Close. Seahawks at the Colts.
Oh, yes. By the way, the Colts schedule is hard. Their first like 4 or 5 games, it's like not in this order, but it's Seattle, Baltimore, Tennessee, the Rams. The Colts aren't making the playoffs.
Let's go, buddy.
Yeah, the Colts aren't making the playoffs.
Is that the take?
And look, as we saw with Carson, if things get off to a bad start, it's not ideal for him. So if they start out like 0-4, 1-3 type of thing, so it's in Indianapolis. I'm going to guess the Colts are favorites. 3.5.
Good guess. 2.5.
Good.
You're right there.
I'm so close.
So they don't get the full 3 at home, which is interesting especially because we've already talked about the NFC West over-unders, and Seattle was lower than we thought they'd be.
Yep.
So that means that the bookmakers maybe don't have a ton of faith in Seattle, but they're giving them a half point on the road
so
here.
They think they're better than the Colts.
It's
flat out.
Yeah, they're saying three, on a neutral field, yes, they're better than the Colts, which I think is interesting.
Yep,
I think that's interesting because a lot of people think the Colts are going to take that leap this year.
Not me.
It is going to be weird. It's been a while since we were able to get like super invested in another team's fortunes. You know, where we get
I guess it would be the Vikings,
we got
right?
two there. Yeah, it's the Vikings that year. And even then it was like, you know, we weren't focused on it because the Eagles were so good. It was just like such a secondary type of thing there. It was like, who cares? Like, and because the Vikings were good, so it's just like, whatever, you know? But
the year that
I guess it was the year before. I'm an idiot. I'm thinking of the year before. I don't know why we weren't focused. I guess because the Eagles weren't that good, so we're focused on the Eagles picks maybe. But regardless, having two teams, like the Dolphins and the Colts is obviously the double of it. It's the wanting
Wentz
them to be bad, but
pick,
also wanting Wentz to play. And the Dolphins, it's just flat out root against the Dolphins. Not anymore. Not this year.
You're off. Okay.
I can root them. I mean, I think, though, I like them as a team. I like Brian Flores, but I'm rooting against them. I will say, if you want some positivity, Eagles fans, on that, I don't think Tua is very good. I'm not a Tua guy. I don't believe Tua is that good.
What odds would I have to give you for the Eagles pick being the lowest in terms of, like, it's in the 20s, right? But like, what odds would I have to give you of the Eagles pick being after the Colts and the Dolphins? Plus 300.
I was gonna go higher. I was thinking more like plus 700 or 800.
Oh, that's way too high. Just you don't think the Colts are?
I think they're both better.
Yeah,
though.
That's true.
I think both teams are better. But I'm probably high.
It might be easier for the Eagles to get in the playoffs.
In the division. So it's actually, you know, right. You know, I'm too high. I'm too high. But that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Imagine.
Talk about the ultimate Howie victory.
Right, he'd get smirky, jokey Howie again. All right, one more 1 o'clock game, then we'll get to the 4 o'clocks. Not a super compelling one, other than the fact that there are two teams the Eagles face this year, so watching it from that perspective, and the team the Eagles will face in week two. So you're going to pay a little bit of attention to San Francisco. San Francisco at Detroit, week one.
San Francisco at Detroit, the Niners are going to be favored, but they're on the road. So... Niners minus 4?
7.5.
Minus 7.5? Wow.
Big line.
So what's big funny line. Is I actually kind of read it correctly in the way that I had them as 7 points, but I just didn't complete the complete prediction.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
Well, we know the bookmakers are high on the Niners. They're
I actually
wouldn't
mind the Lions plus 7.5 here.
It's an interesting one.
Because if it's Trey Lance, that's his first career start.
Yeah. Interesting thought.
This is another one I'd consider.
Dan Campbell's boys are going to play hard for him.
Yeah.
They'll be biting off kneecaps.
I mean, 7.5 is a lot of points.
It is a lot of points. So, substantial. It's an interesting one. All right. To the 4 o'clockers. And we start off with a haymaker. I would think one of the best games of the week, certainly, as the Cleveland Browns. Who would have thunk it? We're talking week one saying, wow.
Prime time game, basically.
Cleveland Browns heading to Kansas City to take on those KC Chiefs. A playoff rematch.
Yeah. All right. So... I don't think Mahomes' toe injury is going to really play a role here. So they're minus 3 to start. But the Browns are getting some juice normally. 5.5?
You did it! He hit one! Ding, 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 ding!
Boom! There we go.
5.5-point favorite. That's a tough one to hit, too. You hit like a weird number in the middle of nowhere. That was good work. It was very good work.
I figured they'd get a little extra.
Good work.
The
so KC is a 5.5-point favorite. What do you think of that one?
I like the Chiefs minus 5.5.
Yeah, me too.
I think the Browns are like... I think they're a good team.
I think this guy Stefanski seems like a good coach. Like, who knows? It's one year. We've seen guys like Ben McAdoo made the playoffs first year and then was Ben McAdoo. But everything you hear about him, like, he seems like a good coach. I just don't believe in Baker, and that's what I come back to with
I
think they're a potential playoff team. I just think their ceiling is limited because of Baker.
There's such a difference between being the team that surprises people and the team that everybody's looking at.
True, too.
And of all teams that might not handle it well, the Browns have to be on the short list, right? I mean, honestly, something to consider with the Bills. But I think the Bills are way better.
Yeah.
But
And the Bills built more. Like, the Bills made the playoffs the year before, too. Like, this was the Browns' first time in the playoffs last year, kind of first time winning games. All right. So this one not as great, but we'll be paying attention to it. But then a couple more good ones. We got a good 4 o'clock slate. week one. This one less so, but it'll be interesting because it's the Giants. The Broncos heading into New York to take on the Giants. What do you think about this one?
So I think the Giants are probably favored. Four. Minus four. Giants minus four.
The Broncos are a 1.5-point road favorite in New York.
Wow. Elliott Shore Parks. Obviously, I love it.
Do you think this has to do with Aaron Rodgers at all? Do you think this is a bit of a hedge?
That's a good point. Well, I'll say this. It's take the Broncos minus 1.5 if you think there's even like a 40% chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't even hate it anyway. Like, again, I think the Giants are overrated.
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. There's Aaron Rodgers built into this.
It's got to be, right? Because otherwise you would think of nothing else.
Like, then again, the Giants are trash.
Giants are trash. We don't like the Giants. I think Denver's a better roster than the Giants. Like,
agreed.
When you go all through the top to bottom, it's just the
I mean, honestly, they might have the better quarterback.
It might be. Yeah. Dejan stinks. Drew Lock might be better.
They might have the better receivers.
Yeah.
Their defense is good.
Yeah.
So they have Patrick Surtain now.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, I like it.
I like it too. And then this one, you're actually getting real value on him potentially because if it's Rodgers, I mean,
if it's Rodgers, it'll be like
4.5-5-point favorite, maybe something like that on the road.
Yep.
All right. This is one that last year would have been like, wow, what a game. This year, less so already, and could be one where like, wow, that turned out to not be an exciting game. The Green Bay Packers at the New Orleans Saints.
Well, they signed Blake Bortles, whatever you want to read it.
There you go. That. Yes.
So Packers at Saints.
Want to read it.
No Drew Brees. You're factoring in the potential of no Rodgers. Ugh, I'm not going to get this one. Saints minus three.
You were really close, man.
Okay.
2.5.
Oh. Wow, they
that
think
was
the
really
Packers
close.
Are. Well, I guess they're. I guess this they have.
This feels like they really feel like Rodgers.
Well, I'll
is
say this. If you knew
better,
Rodgers was going to be there, I think that the Packers are favored.
It's a must bet the Packers. And I think when it's all said and done, Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay. If I had to
you
bet.
You do? I don't know. I think the Blake Bortles thing is obviously not an indication that, like, he's definitely gone, but Blake. You don't sign him to be inactive. Like, you can sign some rando to be an inactive. And Jordan Love's not going to be inactive.
Yeah, it's a hedge your bets, though.
I guess. So if you keep Rodgers, you make Blake inactive?
Who cares about Blake?
I'm just saying.
Cut that guy.
True. Yeah. All right. That's fair. I just think it's not a nobody signing. I mean, okay. Maybe I'm overreading it, but I just think it's interesting.
Okay. That situation's fascinating. And that's why, again, as we keep saying, like, this is opportunity here. Like, if you have the fortitude.
Yeah.
To wait it out, to take the risk factors in.
What sucks is the money's just sitting there, but it's a good.
There's potential.
Yes.
There. All right. We have one more 4 o'clock game, then we'll get to the night games for week one. This one has a chance to be a good one. We don't know what the Patriots are going to look like, but Dolphins Pats in New England week one. If the Pats could be fun.
Let me tell you
this.
My prediction is the Patriots win that game. That would be my initial pick.
Well, Eagles fans are happy about that.
Yes, exactly.
We're rooting against the Dolphins.
I mean, Patriots have a bunch of new players on the roster. You're probably going to get Cam Newton, so I like it. Patriots minus one.
2.5.
I almost went 2.5. Ugh. All right. Okay.
So that's a pretty strong line.
Yeah.
I mean, it's saying, like, I think the Dolphins should be considered the better team coming into the season. I don't know if they will be or won't be, the Tua stuff and all that, but, like, Only getting 2.5. That's I think that's giving the Patriots some respect there too. So I think that's an interesting one. All right, two night games. Sunday night to start the season. Chicago Bears at the LA Rams in this one.
That's a good game. And Justin Fields.
It's a lot more fun if Fields is starting.
He'll probably be starting.
You don't think it's gonna be Dalton?
No.
Like that. Okay.
No, it's not gonna be Dalton.
Okay.
But there's hype on the Rams. I'm gonna say Rams minus. These lines have been a little higher than I thought. I think the line should be like Rams minus 5, but I think it's going to be a little higher. Rams minus 6.5.
Oh, Rams minus 7. You were so close.
God.
That was still a very good guess. Your logic was right.
Yeah.
Rams minus 7.
Because, I mean, the Bears defense is good. First game for Stafford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would consider, if Justin Fields is starting, I'd consider. But I don't think there's actually anywhere the Bears win it. But I could see Fields, like, Fields is a big-time player. So I could see. Then again, the Rams defense is so
good. I like the Rams in this
one. Yeah, that's true.
And obviously way.
I always forget how good the Rams defense is because I think of the offense.
Legit.
So much. But their defense, I don't know if it's the best in the NFL, but it's certainly up there.
Look, they have two of the five best defensive players in the NFL on that team. Like, and they have the two best at their positions. Like,
yep.
And the best defensive player in football in Aaron Donald.
So. And you figure like Avante Maddox, Jalen.
All right. One more. Monday Nighter.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens at the Las Vegas Raiders to start the season. What
all right, so the Ravens are going to be favored. So they're getting 3 anyway. I mean, Ravens minus 6.
4.5.
Wow, okay.
A little less.
I would take the Ravens in that one.
I think I would too.
Lamar prime time in a dome.
Yeah, and I'm dubious on the Raiders.
Yeah, well, we did the Eagles game. I think you picked the Eagles to beat.
I did.
Yeah.
I picked them to go into Vegas and win with a bunch of Eagles fans in the crowd.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, this could be an interesting one. I'm guessing there's I don't know if Baltimore fans travel.
They might. I mean, I think anyone travels to Vegas.
Yeah, it's a good point. So, yeah.
Although it will be the Vegas' first game with fans in the stands in a new stadium. Just take that in mind.
Ooh. Should we jump ahead one and just do the next Thursday night game because it's
sure.
Giants-Washington?
Oh, okay, yeah. Where is it, Washington?
It is in Washington.
Washington minus 4.5.
3.5.
Oh, I almost said 3.5.
I'm surprised. I would have guessed 4.5.
Yeah.
I think it should be 4.5. All right,
I like Washington there.
Me too. It's, if nothing else, like, it's so fun. Look at week one lines.
It's good to have lines back.
Yeah, we're gonna have fans in the stands. Like, this is gonna be.
And I think that this year, like, home field advantage will mean a lot more because you will have sold out crowds. You will have like that excitement of being at home. The opposing offenses are going to have to deal with loud crowds. So I do think fans being back in the stands this year. I was thinking it's gonna be weird to see. Like, now that I
buddy,
watch soccer,
yeah, it's like totally flipped now.
When I watch any sport
where
now,
where before it was weird to see the empty stadiums, now it's
right.
Like, yeah,
I think it'll be overwhelming to many people.
Dude, imagine being there. Like, when we get back to a game and stuff. I know you went to a Phillies game.
It was
10,000, 8,000 people, whatever.
Close,
yeah, like, it's going to be interesting. Like, I know I'm going to a concert this summer. Like, it's going to be weird to, like, be, like, around everybody. I feel fine. Like, I'm in on it. It's cool, but, like, it's going to be weird.
I was thinking, do you think video games will have, like, bubble mode? Like, for, like, NBA? You know,
oh, that's
like,
interesting. I would think so, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Why like, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. It would just be interesting to see how they handle. But I think having crowds is going to be... It's going to be awesome, but it's going to be like I've been thinking a lot about when I'm in the press box at the link, like looking out and hearing and seeing all these people, I think it'll be very overwhelming.
Yeah. And it'll be like a goosebumps moment.
Yeah, for sure.
You'll feel it. All right. Check us out tomorrow. 1-3 WIP. We will be, Elliot's going to get to go down to NovaCare. He's going to get to see Sirianni in person, maybe play a game of Rocks, Paper, Scissors. I don't know.
See how I'm guessing he's like run around yelling at people.
People are definitely going to walk into NovaCare, see him, and be like, Rocks, Paper, Scissors, man.
Oh, there's going to be so many jokes.
So many times
about
it's going to happen. So we'll see if Elliot does that either way. Check us out tomorrow on WIP. Elliot, any final thoughts?
No, just excited to be able to look at Lions for football again.
Me too.
And just like to get down there, see the rookies. It's just good. It just feels like, you know, stuff's getting back to normal.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Speaking of which, Dallas sucks.
There it is.
Speaking of which, go Birds. That's what I want in my
life.
How
else do you end a pod?
That's what I'm saying.
It's the only way.
Go Birds.
There it is.
He's Elliot M. James. We'll talk to you soon.